Warning, the following thingy may contain language and ideas that would cause internal bleeding. Please keep your minds inside the vehicle at all times. Arms and legs optional.
That's no lion. That's my optometrist. What? Oh, hey. It's November 4th, 2005, and you've tuned into Fortnite Tonight, the not-so-current event show fit for recent coma patients and sub-rock dwellers. I'm your humble narrator, Ryan Livingston. Now let's pull some stories from out of the hat, shall we? Starting off the charade, a follow-up to one of last week's stories. The murder of Pamela Vitale, wife to celebrity law pundit Daniel Horowitz. If you've not heard, a 16-year-old punk beat her to death with molding and carved a little something in her just for good measure. Why? Because he believed that his hydroponic equipment that he bought with a stolen credit card was mistakenly shipped to her house. But some good news about this story has come in. We have his name, Scott Dileski. And we know his name because he is being tried as an adult. I'm glad. For if he were tried as a juvenile, he'd get out at 21. And butcher someone because they bought the last box of cold medicine that would have fueled his meth lab. We also know his mother's name, Esther Fielding, who was arrested for aiding and abetting him. Those charges were later dropped when Fielding promised to testify. Not having a clue about your son's extracurricular activities is still not a punishable offense. Other things still not punishable in this world include crossing a highway, pushing a tandem stroller, jumping up and down on talk show couches, having a talk show period, and leading a life of blind activism. The latter leads to the next story, a story that's kind of funny in a cosmic sense, but is really tragic. Off the coast of the Philippines lies Tabata National Marine Park, a World Heritage Site and coral reef. Well, 1,000 feet of it isn't there anymore, thanks to Greenpeace. Their ship, the Rainbow Warrior II, ran into it on a trip to raise awareness of said reef. Well, my friends, we're aware of it now. Greenpeace has been ordered to pay a fine of a paltry $7,000. No word if they plan to rename the Rainbow Warrior 2 to Old Ironysides. You're being subjected to Fortnite Tonight, an industrial byproduct of NewWorldOrder.com. We now turn our attention to the stars and the not-so-beyond, the world of science. The Hubble telescope has been hard at work this week validating its paycheck. First, it took a blurry gaze at the moon in search of oxygen. You would think that having a bunch of people up there, not being able to breathe and such, would prove that there wasn't any oxygen. However, it seems that 1900s silent films knew better. Hubble found signs of rust. It's not known yet if the iron oxide can be used in some way for terraforming, but stock and armor all went through the roof. After that, Hubble wheeled round and saw two more moons for Pluto. Unfortunately, astronomers have run out of Greco-Roman gods' names, and you can figure for yourselves where this Disney-themed joke would have gone if I actually decided to sink that low. Which brings us to the next subject, world domination and the corporate empires that love it. Disney is pretty much out of the picture these days, as they've gone back to their roots and are doing cartoons again. This leaves two, Walmart and the upstart Google. Walmart has added to its infrastructure recently, adding medics to select superstores. Logistically, now it's got all the resources a survivalist could ever want. However, I think Google is the front runner in the curbing of the masses field. First off, you can't make a move on the web without first consulting Google, the great oracle of useless info. Then they took it one step further in controlling the news, and then the satellite map of the Earth. Now they've gotten hold of the planet's literature. And sure, the staff of one Walmart can, in theory, take Washington in a matter of hours, but Google has done what every dystopian nightmare dictator has done. Control the info. 1984, by the way, is not available on Google Print. On to New World Order news. We've got nothing. So it's therefore time to sign off. Good night, and insert snappy catchphrase here.